Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. I hope you're having a beautiful day. It's pretty cool out here in San Diego. I mean, literally cool out here in San Diego. I love that disclaimer about the views not being necessarily anybody else's, because I have been occasionally accused of being a little spacey. Well, today's show is really spacey. We're going to talk about the heavens and the stars and the moon and all of those wonderful things that go into astrology. And if you are as confused as I am about the difference between astronomy and astrology, maybe our expert can straighten that out for us, because to me, they're both pretty scientific. I took astronomy in college. I didn't take astrology. I couldn't pass the math in astrology. I passed astronomy. You know, not so much math. So let me ask, our guest is an absolute expert on astrology and using astrology to heal you and the country. So please welcome Teresa Campos. Hi, Teresa.
Hello, Dr. Sarah. Hello, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, we were talking just before the show about the sun getting into Gemini this month, and I only know that because I saw it on an email. I mean, I literally know nothing about astrology. I know that a lot of people swear by it. Some people think it can tell your future, tell your fortune. Some people think it's just a bunch of hooey. So what exactly is astrology?
Yes, that's a great question. Thank you for asking me that question, because I love to answer that. Astrology is a science and an art. And you mentioned, as the show began, that you studied astronomy. And actually, astronomy and astrology, many, many years ago, thousands of years ago, were really one and the same. And how this has been differentiated over time is that astronomers examine the positions, the motions, and the properties of these celestial, you know, planets in the sky, whereas astrology, what we do as astrologers is that we attempt to study how these positions and motions and properties of the planets affect people and events on Earth. So we're studying the energy of the planets, because the planets are alive, right? Just as Earth is alive, a breathing, you know, energy, so are the planets. And so, you know, it is a science in that way, where we study the positions of where they are in the solar system. And then the art of this, of astrology comes into play as in the art of interpretation, because every astrologer has a different way, various ways of interpreting what these planets mean and how they're affecting us here on Earth. So that's where the art piece comes in, and that's where you get different people saying, I'm predicting and that sort of thing. And the work that I do as an astrologer is about in the art of transformation. What are we here to learn from this? Not what we are here to predict, but what are we here to learn?
Oh, I like that, because it's pretty hard to predict anything. You change one tiny little thing and everything else goes a whole other direction. So predictions are pretty hard to stick to.
I agree. And with prediction, I think what it does when we do prediction and astrology is that it eliminates the opportunity sometimes for people to really take action in their life. If somebody says, well, this is going to happen to you at this point in time, then the person who has the reading will tend to not make particular choices and maybe even sometimes sit back because they're waiting for something to happen. And as we know, life is a co-creative effort. It just doesn't work that way.
You mean I'm not supposed to be diving under my covers when Mercury goes retrograde however many times a year because I'm a Gemini?
Absolutely not. You are not supposed to. It's the contrary. You are to be more present than ever during those retrogrades, because that's what those retrogrades do for us. They keep us in the present moment. Whatever we're not paying attention to, our whole, communication will get interrupted to stop us in our tracks.
Pooey, so I've been doing it exactly backwards. I hide.
Okay.
Whenever, whenever I see Mercury retrograde, I go, oh my God, I got to get under the covers and shut my mouth.
Okay, and that's exactly the opposite. You want to say, okay, my eyes are wide open. What is not working? And what
wow.
do I need to do? What choices do I need to make?
Well, see, and that's why this is so important and why we're doing 2 weeks on this, because if you know some of this stuff, and I firmly believe, because I spent a lot of years working in, around emergency rooms, that the term lunatic was not made by accident, that the moon makes people loopy, and that planets actually do affect you. I mean, there's tides.
Absolutely.
The tides go in. So I really believe this stuff. I just don't know anything about it.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing about, like, belief and non-belief with astrology, Dr. Sarah, is that, you know, when I tell people sometimes I'm an astrologer, they will say to me, well, I don't believe in it. And my response will be, well, there's nothing to believe in, because if something resonates with us when we hear something that's true to our body, we just know it's the truth. And that is the same concept with astrology. When we hear something and we know it's a truth, you know, it's not even about believing, because it's a knowing, it's internal knowing.
That's interesting. It's almost like a placebo effect, because you'd say, yeah, that works for me. And it doesn't matter who thinks what about it. Yeah, that works for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and the thing about the, like you said, the lunatic, where the word came from, it came from the word lunar, which is the moon. And the moon represents our emotional world. So, of course, when we have the full moon, you know, we're activated, because, you know, the moon is as a gravitational pull. We're part water. We're mostly water, our bodies. And so if we have emotions that are inside of us during the time of that full moon that are feeling unsettled, we too will feel unsettled because of that gravitational pull. So
So I don't know. They bandy statistics back and forth about how many people come to emergency rooms on nights of the full moon and stuff. I don't care, because I really do believe this show is all about you listen, and if it works for you, then that's great. If it doesn't, there'll be something else that does. So, is astrology? Why did you decide to become an astrologer? I mean, there's so many sciences out there. Why this one?
Right. Well, you know, about 14 years ago, I had a reading, and I had had a few readings prior to that, but this particular reading was very profound for me, because it was a reading that was done not to tell me, oh, you're going to be, you know, doing this in the future or something like this. This was a reading that was about really tapping into, helping me to understand my life and helping me to understand, like, why I gravitated towards certain relationships and certain paths in my life. And so when I had that reading, I just said to myself, it was at a time when that was very transformational for me as well anyway. It was a time my mother had just died, and I was on a journey of self-exploration. So this reading came into my life, at a perfect time, because I was even asking the question, like, is there a God? You know, I was asking really big questions about my life. And so I wanted to dive more into this, because it's such a study of the psychology of ourselves, as well as really, you know, why we're here. Like, why are we here? How are we here to be in service of? And just really looking at that from a very soulful place. So it just opened a door for me into a big time of self-discovery. And that's why I began studying it. And I had no intention of becoming a professional astrologer. That's what came of this.
I can't handle it. It's too much math and too many details for me. I'm a real Gemini. I'm kind of flaky. So I have great ideas, but following all that math, no.
Well, here's the thing about that too, Dr. Sarah, is yes, the math for myself also can be very challenging. But once you begin to really sit with this tool and begin to open up to your intuitive self, the art of interpretation becomes a lot different, because it isn't about all the mathematical parts of it. The computer does that, all of those things for us. It becomes
for computers.
What is the energy of a chart? Pardon me?
Thank goodness for computers.
Yes.
Because you used to have to do it the old way, and that's more than I could handle. I think I could handle a computer program. The interesting thing with all these numbers floating around, There's so many sciences, and that's why it's neat. Everybody's different, and every science might not work for every person. There's numerology out there, and so I've always wondered if numerology and astrology don't agree with each other, who wins?
Well, okay, so I'm not a numerologist, but I do have colleagues who are numerologists, and I have had conversations with them. I don't think it really is about winning, because they're both different tools that really can give pretty much same information, yet coming from a different vehicle. That's how I see numerology and astrology.
So they should come out with the same personality traits and major events, right?
I mean, well, I'm gonna remove the word should, because that is, that brings it much more to a literal interpretation. And again, there's an art to this, but overall, the general themes will be very similar.
Oh, that sounds reasonable. So
yeah.
I love them all. I want to know everything. So I've done a little bit of having readings. I can't do them myself. Having numerology readings, having astrology readings, having all kinds of other readings. And it's very interesting because right now our country is in a total, total chaos. I mean, everybody, big divide is you're either a Republican or a Democrat, or you're a Christian or you're not a Christian. I mean, I have never seen such division in my life, and people, and then there's science, and then there's woo-woo. So we have a couple minutes, so I would like to ask you, what do you mean by healing our inner America? And then we can discuss it more when we come back. But give me a quick 2 minute. What does that mean?
So the healing our inner America, as above, so below. So what I mean by that is that we have this meta view of how we see life, and yet that meta view of how we see life and what's projected out, like out in the world, is also within us, right? Because we are all reflections of each other. And so we are a reflection of America as we are Americans. So that's what I mean about healing our inner America. If we can look at the big picture, then we can take that down to the personal place to say, how am I also reflecting this view that I'm seeing? That's what I mean by that.
Man, that's a big order for somebody to be that metaphysical, I think. So we do just have 30 seconds before we toss off to break. But when we come back, I do want to talk about this. How can we actually heal America? Because America really, really needs healing. So when we come back with Teresa Campos, we're going to talk about how to heal America.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with our extraordinary astrologer, and we're going to talk about how we can heal America. We were discussing a little on the break. Y'all know this show is for veterans, but you don't have to be a veteran or even be a veteran's family member. You can just love a veteran or just love healing and listen to this show and get something good out of it. And as far as healing America, we all need some healing. But our poor veteran community, there's just not enough money, not enough time, not enough therapists to help them heal. And so maybe if there's some other way, especially some other way than drugging them, oh, for heaven's sake, I hate drugging veterans, to help them heal. Wow. So how can we do that? How can we heal America?
Well, you know, you said something earlier. You mentioned the word that we are in a crisis. And I, you know, of course, many of us would agree to that. And I want to add another word to that. And I'm going to say that we are in a spiritual crisis. And how I define that is that we are feeling disconnected from ourselves. Many of us are. And that disconnection comes from if we feel disenfranchised in some way, you know, that we're not feeling that we are, that we matter. And, you know, I think, go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, right now we are currently in a struggle. You know, we are seeing our nation struggle. We are seeing pain. We are seeing a divide. We are seeing also some other things that are starting to come through. And we're also seeing people standing up for themselves and people standing up for each other and saying, we can't live like this anymore. This is not okay.
No, not okay. I have to tell you, and she may kill me, my absolute wonderful senior executive producer, her name is Tacy Trump. And bless her heart, she said she's called people and said, hello, I'm Tacy Trump, and she gets hung up on just because her name is Trump. How petty and stupid is that, that people don't even want to hear what you have to say because of your name?
Yeah, and you know, that's interesting. Thanks for bringing that up, because that brings up another piece I think that's really important here too, is that we also, what we are really struggling with right now is our victim, or the victim archetype. And not to say that, right? Do you agree with that?
Yes. I don't think there are any victims. It's just how you react to situations.
Yes, yes, I agree with that as well. But also, you know, people are feeling, like I said, they're feeling disenfranchised. They're feeling that they are not being seen, that they're not being heard. And also, this crisis is about us healing that victim archetype for ourselves and for the country as well. Because we're constantly pointing the fingers, and we are, you know, working with the polarity because we're struggling with acceptance.
So does knowing what your astrological tendencies are, does that help you actually psychologically? Does it make you function better if you know what sign you are and what things are pressing on you?
Well, if we know what the underlying archetypal meaning of a sign is, and what I mean by that is, like, just knowing the information is not enough. We want to know, like, what, how does this energy, because all of these signs are basically, you know, they're neutral patterns, and but each one is assigned a type of a propensity of how we are, how we tend to want to react to certain things. So you had said before the show, you're a Gemini. You asked me what I was. I said I was a Scorpio. So my Scorpio energy, which is a water sign, which is a feeler, is going to react a lot different than a sign like yours, which is more like, it's about the mind and intelligence. So you may go and respond with a much more, you know, maybe clinical response, whereas I'm going to go in and see, how does this feel for me first before I react? So there's all these different kind of subtleties that happen for each of us.
I just thought because I'm an air sign, I'm an airhead.
No, no. No. The air realm, it rules our intellect, our mind, our thoughts. Yeah.
Now see how much I don't know about astrology, because I thought that meant I was an airhead. I am kind of, due to some forms of thought about Geminis, I am kind of two people. I'm very scientific on one side, and then I'm totally woo-woo on the other side, and I love mixing them together.
Yeah, and you know, and I think Gemini gets a bad rap because people say Gemini, that they're the twins, right? You just don't know what you're going to get. But the beauty of Gemini is that they're very adaptable and very mutable. They're able to be different ways, and a clear Gemini, what I mean by that is someone who's able to own that energy and express it. You know they can adapt to different situations and honor both parts of themselves. It's not about denying either part. It's honoring both sides itself.
I think that's part of what the thing is with, you know, I used to read my astrology in the newspaper every day. Those are generalized and they don't really relate to you so much. But there are people who seriously will not go out. They won't answer the phone, or they'll just get angry over something they see in this general, you're in Aries, so this is what you have to do today. And I'm going, wait a minute here. There's more to it than that. So how do you use it to actually heal yourself to in your own personal healing?
Okay, so I'm just going to say, though, just to kind of speak to what you just said, that becomes superstitious. And, you know, if we're working for things from something that's superstition, then we're going to be at the effect of whatever it is that we're following. So that's the first thing. So, like, no, we don't want to get into superstitions about astrology. So how we use it to heal ourselves is through the ability to see ourselves. Because that's the thing, that's all about self-empowerment, you know, personal discovery, like the ability to see ourselves from the outside looking in. That's huge. That changes everything for ourselves, personal discovery, right?
Yeah, it is amazing the difference between how I think I present to the world and how the world thinks I present to the world. It's kind of earth-shattering sometimes.
Right, it is. And sometimes it's painful to see. You know how we react. And that's the beauty of astrology, is that it's really, there's no bad signs. There's no bad charts. There's nothing bad about it. It's all neutral. It's how we animate it that makes it what it is or what it becomes.
It is fun, though, because, I mean, I used to butt up against my mother all the time, and she was like super Capricorn. And she would say, Capricorns are stubborn. You're not going to get past me, so give it up. And that was it. And I gave up.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't that interesting how just that statement made you react a particular way? And that's based on really a very limited view of Capricorn.
Yeah, I know nothing about them, actually. Like I said, this is such a vast, amazing, you could study your whole life field and not know all the stuff.
That is correct. That is correct.
So in your healing, you need to know who you are. Do you need to just know your sun sign, or do you need to know the moon sign and some of the other weird things that I know nothing about?
Right. So what you do need to know is you need to know everything that the chart contains. And so how that is found is through a person's birth date, the actual birth time, and the place they were born. And then that creates a blueprint. And in that blueprint of where everything was at the time they were born, meaning all the planets, how they were aligned in the universe, begins to tell a story. And the story is amazing and fascinating when you have somebody who's able to read a chart with, with a really good sense of interpretation of it and accurate.
I don't think most of us know. The only reason that I know where and when I was born is because my mother was too pregnant to get on the boat to go over to Japan. My father was setting up the occupation of World War II. And so the ship captain said, no, you go have that baby and then go to Japan. You're not getting on my boat. So I was born in Galveston, Texas, because that's where her home was. And the only reason I know that time is there was some weird cigarette commercial that sang something about Raleigh 903. And that's that's when I was born, right at that time. And so my mother always remembered because of the cigarette commercial. So I'm going, I have the weirdest memory aids on earth, but I do know when and where I was born. I don't think a lot of us know that much. We know where. We may not know when.
Right. And you know, and I do come across that. It's not uncommon. And there is a way for, like myself as an astrologer, to rectify that, to get within a certain time frame. And that's able to create a chart of accuracy. So there are ways.
Is there a difference between, like, say, I was born at 9:03 p.m. Would there be a difference with somebody that was born at 9:03 a.m. in the same place, same time? You know?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
What?
Yes. The only charts that are similar are twins, of course. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. Seriously, I mean, it boggles my little mind. And my poor little mind, I've been trying to figure out astrology all my life because I just think it's fascinating. And we talked also about you're a Scorpio, which I love because my husband's a Scorpio. And knowing who you are and who you go with, does that help? Knowing what signs you're compatible with?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. There are signs that can create more of a challenge between us, between two people, but that doesn't mean that you're not compatible, because every sign expresses itself a little differently. And so depending on how much personal work we have done individually will determine whether the expression is going to be a struggle, the relationship will be a struggle, or it will be more harmonious.
That's interesting. So, well, I think my husband and I, because he's a Scorpio and I'm a Gemini, and I've had people say, "What? How come you haven't killed each other?" I think because we met in high school and we've spent pretty much our entire lives forming our adult opinions together, that works, because we love each other dearly and we've been together over 50 years. So maybe that's part of it. And he does feel things. He can read my mind. Geez, it's scary.
Well, that's that water energy of Scorpio.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to talk about that, and we're going to look at our angel and crystal card and see what they are telling us to do for the week ahead. So we'll be right back with our angel of astrology, Teresa Campos.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and we're here with our Angel of Astrology, Teresa Campos. And you all know, if you've been listening for a while, that anyone on my show is an Earth Angel. Otherwise, I wouldn't have invited them on the show. So these people are Earth Angels. They are people who do light work, and they do, if you're religious, God's work, if not just spirit's work, whatever you want to call it. But they do the work of not just your body, but your mind, your spirit, and everything about you. So these people are so interesting that I used to do my regular segments last, and they would be so last, the show would be over before we got to them. So now we're doing the regular segments in the middle, that way we can get to them, and then we can continue talking. So we are going to do our crystal and angel card today, and y'all know that I don't pick the card picks me. It's a beautiful deck with all these different crystals. And I'm an advanced crystal master, so I'm open to anything. And the card pops out. Today it is Green Moss Agate. So we're talking about the stars and the planets. And you know, you have to have sun and rain and the moon and stuff for your plants. So do you like to garden? Are you a nature lover? Spend more time connecting with Mother Earth. Put your hands in the soil and put your bare feet in the grass. Investigate the use of nature's pharmacies, such as herbs and aromatherapy, for general health and well-being. I do that. I have an aromatherapy blend from Sage Goddess, and I put it on before every show because it's just wonderful. Okay, and on the other side is the angel. This is brought to you by the Angel of Plants and Herbs. And here are your affirmations. If you don't catch them all now, you can catch the show again at 1 a.m. tonight. And then tomorrow it'll be on the archives, so you can pick up the recording and then slow it down and write these. I spend quality time in nature every day. I have an intimate connection with Mother Nature and her loving tools for natural healing. Essential oils and healing herbs allow me to balance all aspects of my life. You see that three times, and then go out and hug a tree. And honestly, if you are sensitive, I have trees in my backyard, and when I hug the tree, I can feel the sap running up and down. It is so cool. It's like when I was working in hospitals and I take someone's pulse. You could feel the pulse. You can feel the pulse of a tree. And finally, the doctors are figuring this out, and they are actually prescribing get your butt out into nature. How amazing is that? So that's our card for today. The other thing that we need to talk about is the rant of the week. And most of my guests are so sweet and so mellow, it's hard for them to think up a rant. But think about it. Is there something that makes you so angry, you hold your breath like when you were a five-year-old and you start to turn red and you look like me, you know, Dr. Red? Okay, that's not good for you. You can bust a gut, have a stroke, have a heart attack. So you need to get the rant out. And this is a good place to do that. You can email it to me. You can call me. You can put it on drsarahmyoung.com. And whoever wins the rant of the month gets a Dr. Red wig so you can look like me. If you're in San Diego, I'll come put it on you and take a picture. If you're not, I'll mail it to you and then you take the picture. So, Teresa, do you have a rant that you'd like to share?
Sure. I'll go into a rant. So this is what makes me frustrated. And what makes me frustrated is how we are stuck in our victim archetype. And what that looks like, how I see that look, is that we are so resistant to taking responsibility for ourselves, taking responsibility for where we are in our life, and resistant to taking responsibility to what we see out there right now in our country. Like, we are not willing to take responsibility that we are all part of this creative, co-creative effort. And that, like I said earlier, and what you mentioned earlier, it's like our inner America. This is our inner America right here. And it isn't until we go in and we do the work of evolving this victim archetype that we will be able to change what is outside of us. Because we continue to victimize each other. We continue to hold what's right and what's wrong in different polarities and keeping things so black and white. You know, we've just like the Buddha says, it's about finding the middle way. And that's what we're struggling with right now. And it's caught up in this victim archetype.
And see, that's my rant. We do this thing. My tagline is, it's okay to flip your wig. It's not okay to lose your mind. So if you flip your wig once in a while, cool, let it out. But don't lose your mind over it. Don't dwell over this stuff. And that's part of the problem is people are so set in their patterns, especially, good heavens, this victim mentality is everywhere. The government owes you everything. Everybody owes you a living. How can you use your skills to get them out of that?
Right. Thank you. Well, the other thing about the victim archetype, that it is really one of the most powerful energies that we have, to work with inside of us, because the victim is about us evolving consciousness for ourselves and for everything outside of ourselves. And so when we're able to take responsibility for how we contributed to our situation, then it helps to diffuse the animation that we feel and the charge that we feel in our body of how we feel we've been wronged. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there are times when we are wrong, but the ability to look at that as to go deeper and look deeper into why maybe that wrong took place for us, maybe what we needed to learn from the wrong, is how we evolve that victim archetype.
You know, I have my 12th chapter set up. I'm writing a book called Because Tears Don't Melt Tumors, but Laughter Cracks Them Up. And people say, why on earth are you happy about having brain cancer, 30 surgeries, and having to lose 150 pounds? And I say, thank you, Jesus. I'm a Jew. I work for Jesus now because I met him when I had the brain tumor. But I say, thank you, Jesus, because if I had not had all that stuff, I would never have known what my life purpose was. And I'm a happy camper. I'm very happy. So it's okay. I mean, those are learning experiences. If you can't learn anything from it, why are you here?
I agree. And sometimes these things, these crises that happen to us, and I say this not from a literal type of word when I use the word necessary, but in the language of like soul and spirit, there's these things that are necessary for us to go through in order to find what our deeper purpose and meaning is in our life.
Seriously. I mean, I spent the first, I had the brain tumor when I was 40. First 40 years, I had no clue what I wanted to be. And everybody told me, you should be this, you should be that. I was so unhappy. I was like suicidal. And once I met Jesus and recovered from the brain tumor, I had a purpose. And I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. And I'm so happy teaching other people. If there are no working parts in my body and here I am, then certainly I can help you get up and do something. I mean, wow.
Right.
I love it. So
and you know what?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was gonna say, I just want to add one more thing is that, just going back to what I shared earlier about, you asked me, how did I become an astrologer? It was through my mother's death, her disease that she had that prompted me to look deeper. And I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you and doing the work that I do with people to help them heal, their lives, find their own healing, had I not experienced my mother's death when I was 31 years old.
Do you still communicate with her? Because, I'm a psychic medium, and I do believe that everybody is still there. They're just in a different form. So I talk to my parents. They've both passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to them all the time.
Yes, I do. And with the recent death of my father just this past, this past year, it's like I feel his presence much more profoundly right now than I do my mother's.
Oh, gee, that is sad, but as again, it depends on your viewpoint, and I know there are a lot of people out there that don't believe in any of this. They think we're all nuts. Energy, what's his Einstein with the matter that can't be created or destroyed. People, to me, don't die. They change form. They're still there, and so I keep saying if I ever finish the first book, the second book is going to be The Wisdom of Colonel Moskowitz's Grave, because whenever my sons and I go to visit my father at the gravesite, he tells me wonderful stuff. I mean, no, he's not really there, you know, not in a body, but his spirit is there and it communicates with me, and I tell people stuff that I have no way of knowing. So how would I know that if spirit weren't there telling it to me? So, you know, you can right. poo-poo it if you want to, but my husband's father just recently passed, and he told me stuff about my husband when he was a kid in Hawaii, and I went, "You did what?" And he was totally shut down. He had Alzheimer's, couldn't speak, but he communicated it to me telepathically, and then, boom, I told Clark, and they go, "What?" It's real. It's there. I don't think people do pass away. And shout out to my younger son's mother-in-law. She just lost her sister last night. But we had a discussion about that. And, you know, we said, hey, she gets to go be with Jesus. And that's what she wanted at the end. So I don't think there are any bad things in this world. It just is, it's a bad reaction to them. So is that what you're not helping that. People? To find out is how to react?
Right. And really, it's not about reaction. It's about responding. Because when we're in reactivity, we are in a place of emotional, really chaos. But when we are responding, it's a much more centered expression of self than reactivity.
That is really interesting. Okay, so, yeah, you know, I'm a natural redhead for a reason. I am such a hothead, and something hits me, and I'm from Texas, and I'm the mouth of the South, and man, you cross me, and you are going to hear it. I will have a snit. I will have a snit, and I will say stuff I really, really regret. So I'm learning to try and not react. You have a point there. Reacting, and I don't get along well.
So what could help with something like that is that when we feel that trigger, when we know that trigger has been hit, is to take a pause and really get in touch with what we're feeling, because the reaction comes from we don't want to have the feeling that we're experiencing. So we boom, we snap, get it out.
Yeah, I can see that, because I will just sit there and I will jump up and down and scream at the TV and go, how can they do that? And Clark, my husband, the Scorpio with the feelings says, calm down, sweetie. It's just a news. It's just a show. It's just what, you know, and I'm fuming and bouncing off the ceiling. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can use your skills to help our clients heal and transform their lives. And we'll be right back with our angel of astrology, Teresa Campos.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings!
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody. And we've been talking about astrology. That's like the most encompassing subject on earth. I think it's the heavens, it's the universe, it's everything. And anyone who has studied any of these art forms, I took astronomy, but not astrology. I took advanced crystal master, and the lattice work of crystals it mirrors the universe, the positions of planets in the universe. All of this stuff is so incredibly, incredibly connected, one to each other, that we're actually going to do 2 weeks of this, because I cannot possibly ask enough questions in 1 hour to find out even scratch the surface of what astrology can do for you. One thing I didn't mention on the last break there is Merry Military Month. Now, it's not coming up until November, but we need to plan a little bit. So if anybody is interested in this, this is another one of the government's greatest secrets. On my husband's birthday, that's how I know the date, in 2016, President Obama signed a bill called Warrior Care Month. And one would think that that means that everybody's going to take care of the warriors for the month of November. I don't know. The VA doesn't know. Nobody seems to know anything about this. Well, yeah, we just had Armed Forces Day, and we're going to have Memorial Day, and we're going to have lots of things. But I think we need Merry Military Month in November, which is Warrior Care Month, and really spend the time to pay attention to these people. And it's kind of right before Charles Dickens and his Scrooge thing. The first week we're going to have the visit of military past. We're going to talk about the past of our military, because we wouldn't be here without them. And then second week we're going to talk about military presence. Some teacher in California, bless our hearts, we're the land of the fruits and the nuts, said that military people are not very bright. Oh, please, my whole family are Mensa eligible. That's the top 2% of intelligence, and they're all in the military. So thank you very much for that one. It's a wonderful career, and let's see where they are. Where are they protecting us? Where are they hiding out now, taking care of you? Third week, military future. Again, kids, if you're bright, you want to be in the military. They have the best and the brightest, the best equipment, the most exciting places to go. And the fourth week, just love the bejeebers out of them, because we're going into Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus for the rest of us. We're going into the season of love. Love the bejeebers out of a military person. So that's Merry Military Month. And if you're interested, go to Dr. Red Says on Facebook, or I don't think it's up on my drsarahmyoung.com site, but I have a wonderful webmaster, Justin, who will put it on there for us. So we need to do that. Now, along those terms, I have all these poor guys with PTSD and traumatic brain disorders and other things that the government's trying to help, but they don't recognize astrology. How do your skills help clients heal and transform their lives?
Okay, well, I'm going to first give you briefly like what my skills are, so the listeners could understand this probably just a little more clearly. And so, yes, I am an astrologer, but astrology is really just the gateway. It's the gateway in. And so I use my skills as an empath, and an empath is somebody that's able to read energy.
I get it. Okay.
And also my ability to really tap into intuition. And the more that we use our intuition, the stronger it gets. And so it gets to a point for an intuitive where they're actually able to tap into really channel outside information. And so those are called downloads. So in using my skills and helping clients to really see themselves through the astrological model, through the astrological wheel. It really helps them to see their story. And when we see the story of our lives and we begin to see the truth, really the truth of why things happened in our lives, and when we see the truth, we begin to understand the purpose. And when we understand the purpose of our life in that way, then we have a purpose. And so ultimately, when I work with clients, that's really where I like to send them off into, to really understand, wow, these things happened because they were here to teach me what I needed to know so that now I know how I'm here to serve, how I'm here to serve in a greater capacity.
I can't tell you in this purpose thing. I just watched a movie the other night and I cried my brains out, called A Dog's Purpose. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Yes.
It's beautiful, but I cried and cried and cried. But, you know, every living thing on earth has a purpose. And it sure helps if we know what it is. So, I agree with you. That movie, by the end of it, I'm going to start crying now. It made so much sense in life. We all come in and go. We come and go and we come and go. We have a purpose. And if you are at cross purposes, you're not well.
Right. And purpose gives us a reason to live. It gives meaning to our lives. Without it, we really are, we go into depression. It's painful.
Seriously, that is serious. We have the statistics are fuzzy about 22 veterans a day killing themselves. That's just hideous. That's got to stop. They fought for their country. They came back and now they want to end their lives. Why would you do that? Because they have no meaning in their lives.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you brought that up because I was going to tie that in as well, is that, you know, so these men and women that have gone and served our country, I mean, what a greater purpose than that, right? I mean, that is deep. That's deep within an individual.
And that's volunteer. It's not the draft. These guys volunteered.
Right. And so you come back and there's a re-entry into the quote unquote, I'm going to say normal world.
Yeah.
And then trying to find that purpose within that story of their past, you know, that becomes the struggle for some.
Well, now I know that we're going to spend the entire next month. We've got 3 minutes, so I have to kind of wrap it up. I mean, the entire next week.
Okay.
Talking about energy metabolism and how this actually works, because now that we've talked kind of about what you can do, we need to know sort of how you do it. But if somebody, we're just going to ask you, we know we're going to talk about it in energy metabolism next time. If somebody were to ask you, if you just got hit by lightning tomorrow, what would you like your contribution to be? What would you like it to have said on your tombstone?
I would like it to say, that I served. I've been thinking about this question for myself, just contemplating it. And I would like to say that I served, and as the vets out there who served and fought for their country, I too serve for the fight, really for the healing of humanity. I call myself a spiritual warrior, and that's how I want to be known, is that I was here to serve, and that's what I did.
I think we all should be. They talk about military families. We've got 1 minute. The families of military serve as well. People who love military serve as well. If you don't keep them well and adjusted and happy, then they can't fight. So we are all spiritual warriors. And so next time we're going to talk about how we accomplish this. We're going to talk about energy metabolism, how that works. I know you've studied with Carolyn Mace.
Mace.
She's wonderful. I'm a medical intuitive and I just love her. So we're going to come back and talk about that and how you actually accomplish these things, because it is so important. The thing I want to leave you with, you guys, don't forget, it is okay to flip your wig. It's not okay to lose your mind. So come back next week. Learn how to keep that mind presence with Teresa Campos, our angel of astrology. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.